We're talking about a Marsha on Yud Amid Aleph. As I told you last week, the Marsha is Derech Agav. The Marsha goes on a topic which is not addressed by Feirish, not in the Gemara, not in Taisvis. Nevertheless, being that the Marsha touches on a very Yisaidistic Inyan, we'll try to understand the Marsha. Marsha's Yisaid is going on a case that Tosis brings. Now let's just try to work with the cases, and then we'll one more. Okay. Sorry. Two are out, one's missing. I have to memorize. The Marsha's case, and instead of getting into the nitty-gritty of how Tosis and Marsha get to it, which we did last week, let's just talk about the case and try to understand, comparing the cases, and that way I think we'll have a much clearer Havana. We have a case where Ketana gets married. Ketana gets married. Her father marries her off, a regular condition deraisa. And a man is mezana with her when she's still a Ketana. And he has asra that she's neshes ish. And he's chayav misa. So the question that we dealt with, which the Marsha deals with, is l'chayra. There's a chance she might be an alienist. We don't know for sure that she's a normal girl. It may turn out that when she gets older, she's an alienist. And if she is an alienist, then the condition was a kedusha tos. And that being the case, how can we give Misa now? Maybe she'll end up being an alienist. So the Gemara says in Chulin that from here we see that you go Basarayv. In Sanhedrin. That from here we see you go Basarayv. Then we go Basarayv and we assume she's not an alienist. Now, why don't we wait until, what's the raya? Maybe the halacha is that we wait until she's 20. We'll know for sure she's not an alienist. So sometimes after 13 we'll know. She'll bring Shteisaris, or 14, or after 12. Maybe we should wait till after she's 12. And then she'll bring Shteisaris, and then we'll give the person Misa. So maybe if someone's mezana with this girl while she's a ketana, maybe we should wait till after she's 12. She brings Shteisaris, and then we'll give Misa. Why do you have to be Samech on Raiv? Better do something similar to what Taisa said on Dalet Amud Aleph. Wait. Don't be a Goy Muslim Afreya. We'll wait till after she's 12. She brings Shteisaris, and then we'll give Misa to the person who's mezana with her. Why do you have to be Samech on Raiv? Marsha said, even if you're going to do that, you still have to be Samech on Raiv. Because the Hasra, at the time that she was a Ketana, when the man was Mizana with her, that Hasra was a Hasra Safik anyway. Because even though it turned out she was a Gedaila, but at the time she was Mizana, who knew? So that thus was a Hasra Safik. So the only reason that she that he gets Nisa is because you go Basarayv. Still, you have to come on to Rav. Because otherwise, the Asra is Asra Safik. That was the Marsha's line. So the case is, to sort of whittle it down, you have a girl under 12. You don't know if she'll end up being an alienist. Someone, she's married, her father married her Roth. Someone's giving, is going to be Mizana with her. Someone's giving Asra. Marsha says that's a case of Asra Safik. If not for the fact that Hofan Acharayv, but Be'etzem, that's a case of Hasra Safik. And being that it's Hasra Safik, you wouldn't get Misa if not for the fact that Halchan Acharei. That's a state marsha. Now, what this leads us to is to understand what is Hasra Safik. What is Hasra Safik? Let's say I see someone about to eat treifas in the veil. I give him Hasra. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to eat it or not. Does that make it Hasra Safik? No. Hasra is a clear Hasra. I'm telling him, if you eat it, you'll get Misa. I'm not sure, you'll get Malkus. I'm not sure if he will eat it, he won't eat it, but that's not Hasra Safik. I'm telling him a very clear message. My message is, if you eat it, then you're going to get Malkus. That's not Hasra Safik. What is Hasra Safik when the message is not clear? The case that we had where, again, the classic case of Hasra Safik is a man who's not sure who his father is, one of two men is his father, and he hits one, and they give him Hasra, if you hit him, you'll get Misa. And later he hits the other one, and they tell him, you hit him, you'll get Misa. Each Hasra is a Hasra Safik, because it's not a clear message. We tell him, if you hit him, you'll get Misa. Maybe not. So even though we ended up hitting both, but no one Hasra was a clear message. Hasra is not Hasra unless the message is clear. There's a case in the Gemara, it's actually Tosis' explanation of a Gemara in Yavamis, which has the following case. There's a boy who's 13 years old. V'loy hevi shtei saris. He's a 13-year-old, but he didn't bring shtei saris, so what's the halacha? For all dinim deraisa, he's considered a kot. In order for it to be considered a gadol, for dinim deraisa, he needs Yudgimel Shanim plus Shtei Saris. Since he has Yudgimel Shanim without Shtei Saris, he's considered to be a cup. He ate Chalev. So two Eidim came over and they gave him Asra. You should know, you're over 13. And if you're a Gadol who eats Chalev gets Malkus. So he ate the Chalev anyway. So does he get Malkus? Does he get Malkus? Huh? He's 13 years old, without Shtei Saris, so he's a cotton, right? He doesn't get Malkus. Then, as the years went on, he eventually turned 20, and we realized that he's a Saris, he's a Sris, that he's somebody who was a Gadol when he was 13. He's never going to bring Shtei Saris. So it comes out that when he ate the Chalev, he was a Gadol. Does he get Malkus? He filed the case. Okay, he was 13 and a half years old. He didn't have Shtei Saris. They gave him Asra, if you eat it, you get Malkus. Now, is he Chayav Malkus? It depends. If he's a normal person, just he's delayed in the Shtei Saris, and he gets Shtei Saris when he's 14 or 15. So that means that when he ate the Chalev, he was a cut. And then he'll be Pata for Malkus. However, if it turns out he's a Sris, that means that when he was 13 and a half without Shtei Saris, he was already a Gadol. If he was a Gadol then he's Chayim Malkus. So the Gemara says in Yevamis that he's Taka Chayim Malkus. He's Chayim Ayat Hasra Safik. Why is it Hasra Safik? Because when they warned him, they told him, you're 13 and a half years old, if you eat Chalev, you'll get Malkus. But it was only a Safik. Because they didn't know, is he a Gadol? And he's a Sris, and the fact that he has no Shtei Saris he's still a Gadol. Or is he a normal person, and he's going to bring Shtei Saris soon, and now he's a cut? Ayit should be Hasra Safik. So Tosis and Yevamis says a klal that anything that's a Gloy Milsalim Afreya, anything where you can find out later, and it'll be a Gloy Milsalim Afreya, it'll become clear Lam Afreya that he was a Gadol, that's not Hasra Safik. Because they gave him Asra, and they told him, if you're a Gadol, you're going to get Malkus. Is he a Gadol or isn't he? They didn't know. So they're going to wait. They'll see. If eventually it's before that he was a Gadol, so then that's not called Hasra Safik. That's the klal of Tosis and Yevamis. That anything which is a Gloy Milsalim Afreya, we don't say Hasra Safik.
Do we go
Basalim
Afreya?
What?
We go Basalim Afreya?
Do you go
Basalim Afreya?
We do say Lamafreya, he was a God at the age of 13. In other words, it's actually a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel there, but we were going like Rab, that you do say l'mafreya, he's a god. So that when he turns 20, we say l'mafreya, he was a god at the age of 13.
Should he get me so from 13?
So l'chayri should get an Eidish. The Gemara says he does get an Eidish from when he was 13 and on.
When they gave it to him.
What?
When they gave it to him, it wasn't suffering.
When they gave him what? That's right. When they gave him that Asra, they were misopic.
They
themselves are misopic. So Taisa says that we don't say Asra Safik when something could be a glowing Muslim Afreya. When later on we'll be able to know what happened, that's not a Chsar and Asra. Asra Safik is the case of the two fathers. We'll never know which is the real father. We'll never know. So he gave him Asra, so that's Asra Safik. Even though he gave Asra on hitting both fathers, but it doesn't matter. Each Asra will be Asra Safik forever. The Taisis Yisayin in Yavamis is that Asra Safik is only Asra Safik if it won't be a Gloy Muslim Afreya. If it's something that won't become cleared up later. But anything which is a Gloy Muslim Afreya is not Asra Safik. In Cain, fact the Karnei Re'ein on the Marsha, how could the Marsha say here, it's Asra Safik? Here you have a girl, Ketana, who got married, and someone's Mizana with her. And we're saying it's Asra Safik, she might be an Eilanis. But we'll find out later, it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya, if it was or if it was not. So being that it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya, that is not included in the rules of Asra Safik. So this is the Kasha on the Marsha, which the Karnei Re'im asks. Not only the Karnei Re'im, the Shara Melech, I think there's a Pnei Yeshua that asked the Kasha. They all ask on the Marsha. That Taisa says a klal. You don't say Asra Safik when it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya. So if it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, in our case, this girl, she's 5 years old. We don't know if she'll be an Eilanis. But it's not Asra Safik. We'll wait till she gets big, and then we'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya. We'll know. That's not considered Asra Safik, Lashitas Taisa. That's the basic idea of the Karnei Re'im. Of what makes this Masha, Shvara Masha, Pashtus, it's just a Masha, Shvara Masha, it doesn't stem with the other Rishayim, and if not for Reb Shimon, we would go on. Reb Shimon comes and he sort of rescues the Masha. Pashtus, the Masha, goes against the Klal. I took out the Encyclopedia Talmudis on Asra Safik. It brings it as a Klal. Asra Safik is a Klal that any Asra Safik that's a Gloy Muslim Afreya is not Asra Safik. It doesn't mean not the Masha, not the Reb Shimon. He says a Klal, and it is a Klal. Gloy Muslim Afreya, we don't say Asra Safik. So that's a klal and Asra Safik. I mean, if he would have brought a machlekes Rishayim, I could have said Mashal's like the other Rishayim. But he says it as a rule that anything that's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, you don't say Asra Safik. So I was saying Mashal is very shy.
There's a simple math to me that we're seeing two Gemaras. Gemaran Sanhedrin, what are you warning the guy? Maybe this lady is Asra to you. It's not a real Asra. Maybe this is Kay.
Okay.
In the case of Sanhedrin, the island, what are you going to want? What's wrong with it? You shouldn't live with this lady because possibly she's an Ashish. Ashish came by the case of the Kotlin, by the 13-year-old. You come, this is clearly Asher. What you're doing is clearly Asher. Maybe you're not Makhlid of Mitzvah.
Okay, good. Wait, this is Reb Shimon's get. Reb Shimon.
It's more of it, you're saying it's a royal that she's an Ashish.
It's a rive. Lefi Amis, we go bus arrive. The Amis is we go bus arrive. Marsha's saying, why do you have to come with a rive? Even without rive. He's saying, without rive, it would be Asra Safik. So the Reb Shimon, in the beginning of the Shari Yashin, Shar Aleph, the beginning of Paragimel, Reb Shimon says a very mistaver dikka nafgamina in when a Hasra Safik is a Safik and when it's not. He says, and I'll tell you the rule and then we'll apply it. He says, if the Safik is in the Cheftza di Isura, the object of Isur itself, it's a Safik if it's an Isur. If you have a Safik in the Cheftza di Isura, so that's never a Hasra. We don't know if there's an Isur here at all. Is there an Isur? Isn't there an Isur? If we have a Safik in the object, the Cheftza di Isura, that's always Asra Safik. Even if it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya, it doesn't help you. If you're not sure at the time of Asra that there's an Aveira taking place, that's always Asra Safik. The Tosis in Yevamis is only saying where you have a vadai that the Isser is an Isser. It's borrowed that the Isser is an Isser. That's for sure. The suffix is the person eating it a bar chiyuva or not? Is the person eating it a bar chiyuva? That will be mevara later. That we have no problem, will be mevara later, it will be a goy Muslim afreya. That is not a hasra suffix, where the suffix is if the person is a bar chiyuva. Hasra suffix is only in the Isser itself. To illustrate it for you, I'll give you a mashal. The mashal makes you more confused than ignore it. But just give you a mashal. We had earlier this year that Eidei Kedushin, what do Eidei Kedushin have to see? They have to see the Maisa Kedushin. Do they have to know that this woman is not the brother of the man being the Kaddish? Or that she's not previously married? Or that she's not a guy? Eidim don't have to know that. Eidim have to see the Maisa Kedushin. Whether this woman is, whether the man's a gadol or not, or whether the woman's a relative or not, those are side issues which Bezdin will be mevar. Eidim have to see the Maisa Kedushin. Just like we said it there, that the job of Eidim is only the Maisa Kedushin, all side issues will be mevar later. It's the same thing Reb Shimon is saying about Hasra. The Hasra has to be that this is an Aveira, this is an Isser, and you're doing the Isser. And this is an Isser which has an Einish, and they have to get the Einish right. Maybe this man who's eating it is really a cotton. Or maybe he's really a guy. That's that best it'll be Mavar who he is. That's not the Eidim, that's not Hasra Safik. That'll be Mavar later on, it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya. Hasra Safik is only in the Isser itself, in the Gufa Isser. If the Gufa Isser, you're not sure if it's Isser, then that's always Hasra Safik. That's not Hasra. That it doesn't help to be Megala Muslim Afreya. It only helps in Megala Muslim Afreya when it's a side issue. How does that answer the Kasha? Because in our case, what's our case? The girl is got married by a father and she's 5 years old. The suffix is she really married? Or is she an alien and she's not married? The suffix is on who? Not on the person doing the Aveira. The suffix is in this Cheftzadi Surah, this girl is the Eishes Ish that we're talking about. A man is being Mizana with her. We're telling him, you're being Mizana with this Eishes Ish. She, this Gavra, is a Cheftzadi Surah. Right? This 5-year-old girl is a Cheftzadi Surah. She is the object here. She's not the person. She's the thing, the Tyra Asid. The Tyra Asid, the Eishes Ish. She is the Cheftzadi Surah. Who's the person doing the Aveira? The man. There's a man being Mizana with her. She, being that she is the Chefzadi Isura, she's the object of Isser, giving Asra about her is always going to be Asra Safik. It won't help the Gloy Muslim, I'm afraid. The case of the Gemara in Yevamis was that there was a piece of Chelev. The Chelev was Vade Chelev, no Shaila. The Safik is the person eating it a god or not a god? Being that it's Vaday Chetzadi Isura, so the Marsha holds that there it's not Asra Safik. It's Vaday Chetzadi Isura, that's not Asra Safik. Mashayin came by the case in argument, our Taisis, where the Isser itself is a Safik.
So he gave Asra. The question is,
the
Asra, the person receiving it,
that's
an Asra, I'm not sure if he's a
Gadol. The Asra, the person receiving the Asra, we're not sure if he's a Gadol. So the Eidim will say, that's up to Bezdin. Bezdin will be Mavar. Was he a Gadol, wasn't he? Our job is
to
see.
But at the time he received the Asra, is that considered he received the Asra?
That'll depend. Bezdin will have to see, was he a Gadol? They're going to wait till he turns 20. If he ends up being a Saris, they'll know that he was. Because he was 13 without Shtei Saris. So if he ends up being a Sris, then he's going to end up being a Gadol. If not, Bezdin's going to have to wait.
And Asra will be good for Mafreya.
That's right. That's what Taisa says, right? Taisa's side is Asra works for Mafreya. Where does it work for Mafreya? Where it's not the Isser itself, it's the person doing the Aveira. It's like I call it a side issue. That has to be Mavur. But it's not the Isser itself. If the suffix is in the Isser itself, like the Eishes Ish, we're not sure, is she an Eilinist? And if she's an Eilinist, then she's not married.
Right now she's an Eishes Ish. It doesn't make a difference what she's going to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now. The fact is, right now she's an Eishes Ish.
Yeah, but we're talking, according to the Mandiyama, that if somebody becomes an Eilinist, becomes an Eilinist Lamafreya. Actually, here, no matter what, it'll be Kedushe Tos. If a man marries a woman, when she's a Ketana, so he couldn't know if she's an Eilinist or not. And later it turns out she's an Eilinist, and she can't have kids, so it's a mekach toss. The kedushin's a toss back to Mafreya. So we thought right now she's an Eishes Ish. Later on, we're surprised. We find out no, she wasn't an Eishes Ish. Right? So it's not bara that she is what we call a cheftadisur. The Reb Shimon brings this from a Pnei Yeshua and the Kuntres Achrei. This teretz, this yisaid, it brings a raya. The Gemara, I think, in Masechtas Nida, by a Suffolk, by also a 13-year-old, who's a Suffolk, Swiss Suffolk Gogol, who made something Hegdish. He took something of his, and he said, this is Hegdish. So it's a Suffolk. Is it Hegdish or isn't it Hegdish? And then later, somebody came to eat it, and they gave him a Asurah. What should the halacha be there? Does he get an Einish feeling Hagdish? Does he have to bring a carbon meal? I mean, Hasra. I'm not talking about carbon. Carbon doesn't mean Hasra. I'm talking about Malchus. Does he get Malchus? So that's Hasra Safik. Even though we're also waiting to see when he gets older, is he going to be a godly? He's not going to be a godly. He's going to be a Sufik. But there, the Safik is on the Hagdish. Is this Hagdish Hagdish? Right? If he's a godly, then the Hagdish is Hagdish. It's a chafzadi surah for somebody else to use. If he's not a gadol, then it's not. So the suffix is in this chafetz, in this thing. The nameless is the suffix isn't the thing that's sasra suffix. This is very geshmaka difference in hasra suffix between the explanation of Mashah, really. Okay, so we have a chlorious side. Hasra suffix is when the suffix is in the Isser itself. When it's not in the Isser itself, when it's in the person, then it's not a Hasra suffix.
Why can't we kill the person on the spot?
Lamaisa, we go basara if we could. The Masha is asking what the proof is.
No,
maybe we should wait until he's a
Hasra, we say we go basara. Because after the killing, you wait till she's an
Eilinist. Here says Akasha. Yes, what's the right? You go basara. Maybe you wait till we mivar, and then we give him Misa. So the answer is, even if you're going to do that, you're still going to have Asra Safik. It won't help you. You still have to come on to it. So waiting won't help you. That's the Rashad. Rashad doesn't say the MSU way.
Actually, Patan
Island,
and we shouldn't
give a Tainan. I hear the Tainan. Okay, there's nothing to do with this. I hear the complaint. Yeah, what about that there? But there, it's not going to be a Gloy L'mafreya. When it's a real Hasra Safik, there will never be a Gloy L'mafreya, then it's always Hasra Safik. The sight of Tysis that we say Gloy L'mafreya, that, to be sure, is
me. It's not one of the tries that happened in Shangla Mesut, and he definitely didn't have a Mesut. He definitely didn't have a Mesut.
It's true, but each Hasra was lacking. Right? Each Hasra, so you can't give Mesut for either one.
It's like his Chalik Yisura, he was definitely over in Feira.
That's why, Be'etzem, he's Chayav Misa. That's why what's missing is not the Aveira. Aveira he did. What's missing is the Asra.
What's missing?
There was no Asra. Doesn't matter. You can't give Misa for two things. You give Misa for one. He did one. Which one? It's missing an Asra because in each case there's no Asra. Alright, this is the place where Reb Shimon Kedarkai Bakaydish has a Ha'ar on this. Which very interesting. He says it b'derech efsher. But he says this is said is pshat in the Marsha. I don't think Rav Shimon is arguing with it. This is pshat in the Marsha, and the Marsha means to make this chiluk. There's no question. Rav Shimon's ha'ara is the following thought: if you have a piece of chaylev and a cotton who wants to eat it, is the chaylev cheftzad yisura? If you have a piece of chaylev and there's a cut and about to eat it. Would you say that that chaylev is a cheftzadi surah? Just that he doesn't deserve an einish. What do you say? It's not a cheftzadi surah. Chaylev is a cheftzadi surah for gedaylim, for ketanim. That's not isur. That's a cheftzadi surah. It's not isur at all. For cotton, that's hetter. How would you look at it? What?
It should be any different.
Well, for which way should it be? You're telling me it's pasha one way, but you're not telling me which way. It's sort of tatter.
Is it?
Reb Shimon is neither that it's tatter. Why is it isser? For cotton, it's not isser. For him, he's allowed to eat it. The Torah didn't say he can't eat it. Now, isser, the Torah defines isser. The Torah says, what's isser? Isser is chayla for a gadol. Would you truma for Yisrael is isser? Truma for a kayin. It's isser that he's allowed to eat? No, true for a kind is hefter, that's for sure. So, what about chaylev for a cotton? Yes?
Well, one said that Vishal Vela
Nath, so we can see it's itself dust, so maybe it's not a cotton, so we don't. We once said that if someone cooks the Vela on Yad Tif, Shimon said it's not an Eichel because the Torah said it's not an Eichel.
Right.
Get an Einish because it's not an Eichel. The sister is not an Eichel. But maybe that din of cooking on Yatav is only cooking for a cotton. Maybe in Achinami, if I cook the Vela on Yamtiv for a cotton, maybe it's Takeh Mutter. Okay, this Rav Shimon is specific about. Whether what?
Should be a
so this Pnei Yeshua, the explanation of Mashah, assumes that it's Chefzadi Sura for sure. The Chelev is Vade Chefzadi Sura. It's a Safik, is he a Barayinshim or not a Barayinshim? Shimon's Safik about this is whether it's so, whether for a cotton, a piece of Chelev is Chefzadi Sura, or if it's not Chefzadi Sura, whether it is or it's not, and that's what he's specific about. What?
This piece of meat, whatever it is, an hour before, it's also 10 an hour later. It's not, it is, first it's not us, and then without any change to it.
It happens to you every Yom Kippur. You're allowed to eat it, and an hour later you're not allowed to eat it. Didn't change.
Yeah, but I can eat it again later. It's temporary on hold.
If this God will become a cotton later, he'll also be able to. Just no mitzvah for him to become a cotton. But in theory... You say it's not mistaken. The meat didn't change, only a person changed, right?
What is the point of what I'm saying then?
Well, if it's heter, if you're going to tie the teter, then this whole thing falls apart. This whole teretz is based that it's isser. Shimon just writes, Belashim Safik, that who says it's isser? Maybe for a cotton it's heter, and then you're right, and the whole masha, the whole thing falls apart, I guess. Maybe he's explaining why the Kanye Ram didn't hold of this teretz, I don't know.
You're not allowed to feed it
to him, it's a raya that it's just for you, for the God. The God's not allowed to feed it to the God. The God himself could eat it. It's just on me to feed it to him. He's not Ayman Aver if I feed it to him, I'm Ayman Aver. We don't have a pasuk that a God is not allowed to feed Ketanim Isurim. But things that are reserved for the gadol, just like I'm not allowed to eat it, I'm not allowed to feed it. Is that a proof it's isser for him? What's pshat? Pichas ben Yair's behema didn't want to eat the mai. Why? Behemas can eat the mai. A Jewish behema. What's pshat in the Gemara? Pichas ben Yair's behema didn't want to eat the mai. That behema is an amaret. So midas chasidus to say goy. A guy doesn't want to eat the mai. We'll call it a midas chasidus. Is it? If a guy doesn't want to eat treifus, does it mean chassidus in that? It's funny, there's a Rambam that says there is. There's a Rambam that says if a guy eats only kosher, he gets char, kainim, and suv of ice. It's actually Radvaz's explanation of a Rambam. But it's a pella, it's hot to understand. Yeah.
And according to Rav Shimon, when a cousin becomes a mitzvah, the father shouldn't say brush at the time mentions well, bread. There isn't any onish.
Chinuch, his chinuch.
What?
I mean, his chinuch, there is no Einish. But he's mechayev to mechanach the child.
And that's what he's saying. So,
All right, Stam de Iker is, like you're saying, that it is a Chafetz Chayim Surah. And there's a stipler, I think, in Brachis, who says that a cotton, Be'etzem, a cotton is Mechuyiv in everything, just Oynis Rachman Apatre is a Din Oynis. And but Be'etzem, he's a Mechuyiv in everything. And if so, the Marsha is good, everything is good. Okay, I was wondering why the Marsha stuck in this whole business here. So like I mentioned to you last week, this Amid is a very quick Amid. Marsha had to give shir. So he found a very geshmaka sugya to stick in. But I think the Rav Shimon is a very geshmaka Rav Shimon. All right, let's see the Gemara inside. Let's see the Braisa one more time from the bottom of the Amid Aleph. Toshma, Basholashon of Yemecha, Miskadeshis Bibia, the 3-year-old, the Shaykh Bia Bayhar, the Imbala, Yavam Kana, Chayavan Alev Shemeshis Ish, because 3-year-old is Kaido, Metame is Bayala, Metame Mishkav Tachtakelia, President Bayala has the din of a Bayal Nida, if she's a Nida, Vimnisis Lakayan, she only gets Truma, Vimnisis Lakayan. And this is Lakayin. Why does she have to be 3 years old? Why does she have to be 3 years old for this? Let's say a father marries her off when she's 2 years old. Father takes a 2-year old, marries her off to a Kayin. So it's not Shaykh Bia on a 2-year old. Let's say he gives Kesef. So the man gives Kesef to the father, to a 2-year old, and then in this is Echelos B'Truma. Then if you do a Chuppah to a 2-year old, she eats Truma. Isn't that true? What's this doing in this Mishnah? And this is kind of Chas B'Truma. Shouldn't it apply to a 2-year-old also? Why Dafka 3? This whole what is this whole Mishnah? This Mishnah is telling you a 3-year-old Habiya is a Biya. And mainly a bunch of Nafkaminas. Now this particular Nafkamina, and this is the kind of Chas B'Truma, has nothing to do with Kedusha Biya, because a Biya is a Biya. It would be true, Bistan, a 2-year-old also, if there was... I mean, if you did a 2-year-old Biya, it's coming off okay. If you did... What does Rashi say? Of course, it's because a bia is not a bia. This is the correct translation. This is the chuppah, the nesuin, the chalas b'truma. Avruz baski moshav ein chuppas a mechilas a hayel ve'en bias a bia. So take a timtza of a nafgamina. But be'etzem, and this is the kayin, would be true any kedushin. So now she's Mekudeshes. When she's Mekudeshes, this is the kind of fellas no matter what. I think that the Marit learns that this fits with Shita Sarambam. The Rambam Shita is you need a Yichud Haroi Labiyah in order to make a Chuppah. So it fits very well, and this is the kind of Chelas B'Truma belongs here. Because no matter what Kedusha she had, even if she had Kedusha Kesef at 2 years old, she's Mekudeshes. But you can't become a Nesua until she's 3. Because under 3, she's not Roi Labiyah. And the Rambam Shita is that you need a Yichud Roi Labiyah in order to be able to be married. So Memela, it fits beautifully, and this is Lakayin, Echelos B'Truma. The Dafka, a 3-year-old, can have Nesuin. Because if you're under 3, you can't have Nesuin. This doesn't shnim with Rav Naftali. Yeah, this is another one of those. This Avaita doesn't shnim Rav Naftali. Correct, Rav Naftali. Yichud Arayi Labi. You don't need Yichud Arayi Labi to be an Nesuah for Truma. Yeah, the Marit doesn't shnim. The Gemara is not so shver, but the Marit. Okay. Avaita Gemara in Baal Echad Bekol Arayi Shabbatayra Mumsen Al Yada Vipatura. In Baal Echad Ben Apsulim. Let's say someone's mizana with her, pasul menakuna, she gets a din zayna. Ketani bia, ketani nisus. So we see bia is one step, nisus is another step. Achi kamer. I hadi nisua dekayedin, or echelos betruma. If yena bia that was done when she was 3 was for the su and 2, she eats truma. Tashma. Now we have another tashma, which is going to take up a whole amid. Difficult to see why it should take up a whole amid, except the expressions are very long. I think the Gemara is pretty easy Gemara. Let's see. Tashma. Kvar sholach Yechanan ben Bagbag etzel Reb Yehuda ben Beseirel in the Tzivin. Reb Yechanan ben Bagbag sent a letter to read of Messiah. Shemati alach hashavta aimer. Arusa bas Yisrael echeles betruma. Is it true, this rumor I heard about you, that you passed in Arusa kari truma? Shalach loy. So who sent back? The Seisr of Yudah Beseira sent back to Ben Bagbag. So he told him, Va'ata yaymer, yata yaymer, okay. Don't you agree with me? Muchzukani b'cha, I have a chazak about you, sha'ata baki b'chedrei taira. You're a big baki, you have big bikiyas. Lidrish kavachayim yata yedeya. Don't you know how to make the kavachayim? What does being a baki have to do with making a kal v'chaima? What does being a baki have to do with making a kal v'chaima? Huh? Kal v'chaima is svara and baki is bikiyas. What does bikiyas have to do with svara?
That's
kind of baki.
You're an expert
kal v'chaima.
There
has the yateidea for them. Yateidea, ma'ashifa. Want to hear Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim says, Gemara brings expressions, but some people are from it, no? This is in the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quotes Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that people who start clearing svaris without bekiyas always make mistakes. Now, without bekiyas, you can't make kal v'chaimas. You can't say svaris. The stam say a svara. Doesn't say a svara without having bikiyas doesn't make any sense, because you're going to say a nice svara and there'll be a beferish gemara somewhere that says the opposite. You say a svara, he says nilchas tumma v'tayra, and there'll be a kal v'chaim, there'll be a pircha for nilchas Shabbos. You have to be a baki b'chedrei tayra to be able to say svaras. It's interesting that Reb Chaim Briska said this, because not in all the Briska yeshivas that are they bikiyim b'chedrei tayra, but some of them say svaras. Maybe if we'd wait till we're b'kiyim b'chedrei Torah, we'd never say svara, so we have to try to do it anyway. But Reb Chaim says, without b'kiyas, you make mistakes in svara. You can't just say svaras. So we need to be bigger b'kiyim b'chedrei Torah. Okay. Anyway, lidrish kal v'chaim yata yedeya, umashiv chikinani shein b'yasam. Now listen to the kal v'chaim. Umashiv chikinanis shein b'yasam achilasa b'truma. Kaspa machilasa b'truma. Umadach shifcha kananis. Shein biyasa machilasa b'truma. Again, a very strange thing, right? We have the same thing we've had so many times in the Masechta. You're talking about shifcha, you're talking biya doesn't do anything by shifcha. Shifcha has nothing to do with biya, right? So when we're talking about amavriya, and we said kavachayim ma biya, so we said amavriya has yiyud. So meila chayef biya to an amavriya. But here we're talking about shifcha kananis. Very strange thing. We say in Kal v'chaim, Madach Shiv Kanan, She'en Biyasa Machilasa B'Truma, that Biya is not Kaina Bay Shiv Kananis. Kaspa Machilasa B'Truma, Zu, wife, Shiv Biyasa Machilasa B'Truma, and Nisha Kaspa Machilasa B'Truma. That's the Kal v'chaim. Ava Ma'eseh, Shari Amru Chacham, Me'ena Rusa B'Asra Lechaz B'Truma, Atchanas B'Chob. So Min HaTayri, the Kal v'chaim is a good Kal v'chaim. The Chacham have said that she doesn't eat. The Ritva asked the Kasha here again. Now, what are you mixing in Bia with Shifcha Kananis? Shifcha Kananis no Shaykhis to Bia. So, you know why Shifcha Kananis can't be kind of Shifcha with Bia? Because in Kinyana Lashamishus, there's no marriage in the Shifcha Kananis. So, the Ritva says, in Achinami, the Gemara could have said that. But the Gemara would have slugged that up. I would have said that you can't learn a kal v'chaimer. So Gemara would have said, okay, you taka can't learn a kal v'chaimer. Let's learn a mamatzinu. Gemara would have said a mamatzinu. What's a mamatzinu? That ignore bia. We'll just say, just like kesef works by a shifcha to give a truma, mamatzinu, that kesef works by a shifcha. So same thing, kesef works by an isha. By a isha. So Gemara could have answered that we could say a mamatzinu. So mainly the Gemara didn't bother slugging up the kal v'chaimer. That's what the Ritva says. That's so satisfying, because Lamaisa, he sent him a letter with the Kal v'chaimer, which means he held the Kal v'chaimer makes sense. But okay, as I state in Ritva. So we have a Kal v'chaimer. So what's the Kal v'chaimer? Madach Shifcha Kananis eats, certainly a wife should eat. So before we deal with the Kal v'chaimer, the Gemara gets into the Raya Tawa Sugya. Hechidami. What's going on with this Kal v'chaimer? What's the case? E b'biya shay dechupa v'kesef shay dechupa b'tarvayim echalachla. If they're both chupa plus biya, chupa plus kesef, so tarvayim echalachla, she always eats. Ella can't be talking about it. Must be talking b'biya shay dechupa v'kesef shalay dechupa. We're comparing a biya plus chupa to kesef without chupa. It's not an even comparison. Comparing something that has two to something that has one, it's not the normal way that a Kal v'chaimer goes.
Why would it be a Kal v'chaimer
anyway? Well, that's really Gemara's ultimate teretz. That you can make a Kal v'chaimer anyway. But Gemara held that you're saying ma this of this.
Why is it a good Kal v'chaimer? Just like madach by bia with chupa she can eat, so avada by kesef without chupa she can eat. Why?
I'll tell you what the Gemara says. Hold on a second. Elolav bia shalaya dechupa, kes shalaya dechupa. We're comparing bia alone with kesef alone. Iam Rabbi Shlomo nisuin aisa b'shem hachi pshita lei dalim ala bia mikesef. If you're going to say talking about that nisuin aisa, so that's very good. Alim ala bia mikesef. So Gemara says that bia is machilasa. Eliyam kedushin aisa ma'ishna hachad pshita lei ma'ishna hachad mesabka lei. If kedushin, if they're both kedushin, so what's the difference? Bia that is pshita leyachelas, and the kesef that's not pshita leyachelas. So mele it should be a raya to be pashit our shayla. So this is the Gemara's raya, and the Gemara answers: Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak loyla meimalach bia shayidei chupa, the kesef shalayayidei chupa. We are talking about two different things: bia with chupa and kesef without chupa. With the ka'amrit, you ask the kasha achatayi achachada. No, Kal v'chaimer mia isa. It's still a good Kal v'chaimer. V'achi shalach lein. This is the Kal v'chaimer. U'mashav l'kananis she'en biyasa mechilasa b'truma afilo ayde chupa. Mardach ha'shif l'kananis who has bia plus chupa. Again, it's like double strange. Strange to talk about bia by ha'shif l'kananis. It's even stranger to talk about bia plus chupa by, because what's chupa have to do with ha'shif l'kananis? But okay, that's all included in the ritva. So mardach a shifra kanan shem biyasa machilasa b'tshuma afil yedei chupa kasa machilasa b'loi chupa zun shibiyasa machilasa b'tshuma yedei chupa in edin shikasa machilasa b'tshuma b'loi chupa avo ma'asa shem v'chacham in oz b'esu alchaz b'tshuma t'hanas l'chupa. So the Kal v'chaimer is from 2 to 1. Now it's really not a problem making such a Kal v'chaimer. What's a Kal v'chaimer? I say this is Kal and this is Chamor. So madach the thing which is Chamor has a kula, the thing which is Kal certainly has a chum. Cooler. So Kal v'chaimer has two steps. One is to show that one is more Kal and one is more Chamer. So you could use Tarti to prove that one is Kal and one is Chamer. What's the case of Tarti? Bia plus Chupa. Bia plus Chupa works by Nisha, it doesn't work by Shifcha. So there I stop. I see from that Isha, that Shifcha is more Chamer than Isha. Because the Isha with these two things eats Truma, and Shifcha with the two things doesn't. So from the Tarti thing, I learn out that one is Kal and one is Chamer. Now, once I've got that information, that Shifcha is more Chamer, Gabi eating Truma than a Isha. So now I could say, the Shifcha, which is Chamer, Gabi eating Truma. Kesef is Machilasa. So Mele by an Isha, which is more Kal, Gabi Truma, certainly Kesef should be Machilasa. That's why Kal v'chaimer makes sense.
Isn't Kal v'chaimer between Kesef and Bia?
No, Kal v'chaimer is from Shifcha to Isha.
That
Bia
doesn't work and
Bia
does, that Bia is more
helpful. No, you can make a Kal v'chaimer Shifcha Tisha. What you're thinking of asking, maybe Pshat and Taisis Kasha Azu, but Pashtus makes sense. I mean, the Kal v'chaimer is a good Kal v'chaimer. Come from Tarti Techad, even Taisis Kasha, the first from the back of the Gemara, have a hard time with. Because Pasha is a good Kal v'chaimer. I can use the Tarti to prove that Shifcha is more Chamer than Isha, the Kavi Truma. Maybe I can learn off Kesef one from the other. That's the. Alright, how do you know that a Arusa eats Truma in Atar? How do we know an Arusa eats Truma in Atar? So we have already spoken in the past that we learned it from Kinyan Kasvei. Really, we learn out of a pasuk. Kinyan Kasvei tells us, right, that there are three, that a kohen can feed truma in three situations. What were the three? Yeah, much earlier. Right, an eved, and an isha, And if he has a behema, he can feed macholei behema. Those three are considered kinyan kasbai. Those three, a kohen could feed truma to his avodim, to his to animals that he owns. And even a wife is kinyan kasbai. Why? Because you're kind of a wife with kesef, with kedusha. So kinyan kasbai teaches us that an arusa eats truma. If you look in Rashi, Dibra Masl Zusha Biyasa Machilasa, Rashi brings a totally different pasuk. Zusha Biyasa Machilasa, like Rashi, Kusakin et the Hashta, the Biyas and the Suin, and the Farish Vazel. For this is Pshita Lei Da'achla. How do I know a Nesua, not an Arusa, a Nesua, fully married woman, how do I know she eats? So Rashi says, the Nafkala Misifri, Mikol Tahar Bebeischa Yechaloisai. Pasuk says, "Kol tahar beveischa," that any tahar person in the kohen's house, yechalaisa. So, Rashi, how do I know a married woman eats truma? Kol tahar beveischa, yechalaisa. What's going on here? Lefia MS, we learn from Kinyan Kasbai that an arusa eats. So, why is Rashi bringing a pasuk kol tahar beveischa, yechalaisa to tell us that a married woman eats truma? Chayre, the extra pasuk. Now, so we have one pasuk for Erusin, Kinyan Kasbai, then Arusa eats Truma, and one pasuk for Nesuin, that Kol Tahar Bebeischa Yechalaisa. But why do I mean one pasuk for Arusa and one pasuk for Nesua? As for an Arusa, Kinyan Kasbai says she eats Truma, Nesua, Kol Tahar Bebeischa says she eats. But every Nesua is an Arusa.
Not if.
If you do the sua first.
If beer does the
sua,
you know
Arusa. If beer does the sua, it does both. If we're being the sua, I said we do both. We do Arusa and the sua. What? Yeah. So the question is, why do I need one pasuk for Arusa and one pasuk for Nisua? Why do I need two pasukim for? So there are two mahalchim in this. One is the easy mahalach and one is the lamdisha mahalach. The easy mahalach is in Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, I need one pasuk for Arusa and one pasuk for Nesua. Why do I need a pasuk for Nesua? Every Nesua is an Arusa. Because you could have a case where someone is miyabim. A kohen is miyabim a woman. He does yibum. So there never was Erusin. It was straight Nesua. So since what? The Arusin of the first one. She doesn't eat truma. When her husband dies, she goes back to the base of Iyah. She doesn't eat. She has no children. So now she's going to start eating straight with Nesuin without Arusin. So you need Kol Tahar Bebeischa for a case of a Yava. Right? So it's a teretz. It's a pshat. It doesn't. It's saying we don't need it for every Nesuin. And fine, it's a good show. There's a second mahalach. There's a chakira. What the yichus of an eishes kayin is that she eats truma. You could learn two ways, and why an eishes kayin eats truma. You could learn that she has what we'll call a yichus atzmi. She has her own personal right to truma. An Eishes Kayin gets truma. The Torah gave an Eishes Kayin truma. She's entitled to it. Be'etzem. Or you could learn, she's not entitled to it be'etzem. She eats it because since her husband is a Kayin, he has a right to it. And she is attached to him. So Mamela, she eats b'schus, the yichus of her husband. But it's not a yichus atzmi. What's the nafkamina? If it's a yichus atzmi, if she's right, has a right to it be'etzem or not, if she only has a right to it b'schus as a attachment to her husband. Nafkamina would be, Gemara says in Yevamis, regarding an eved, a kayin's eved eats truma. Gemara says, what happens if the kayin's eved has his own eved? Let's say the kayin has an eved. This is a high class eved. He owns his own eved. And he bosses around the eved. Someone gave an eved a gift. an Eved that Almanah Shein LaBailach Meshuspa. So you have an Adan, he has an Eved, and the Eved has his Eved. So we learn out of Gzeres HaKosov that Avdai Shal Eved, the Gemara calls a Kinyan HaKinyan, is Eichel. That your Eved's Eved can eat Truma, but that's it. A Shlishi, a third Kinyan, doesn't. If the Eved's Eved has an Eved, a third Eved, a Kinyan Shlishi doesn't eat Truma. Only a Kinyan Sheini eats Truma. Kinyan Sheini means the Kain owns Eved number one, and Eved number one owns Eved number two. So a Kinyan Sheini could eat Truma. A Kinyan Shlishi cannot eat Truma. Okay. So let me ask you a Shaila. Let's say a man is, a Kain is married to a woman, and the woman has an Eved. If the woman's Eved, could the woman's Eved eat Truma? Huh? Woman's Eved eat Truma? For sure. It's no worse than a Kinyan Sheini. What happens if the woman's Eved has an Eved? Okay, a Kayah marries this Yisraelis. She has an Eved, and her Eved has an Eved.
Does the Eved become the husband's?
It doesn't become the husband's, it's her Eved. Okay. It remains hers, it's the same log, it's hers. Does the wife's Eved's Eved have a right to eat? Totally in this chakira. If you say a woman has a kinyan atzmi, she's be'etzem right to truma, so then her Eved is a Rishon, and her Eved's Eved is a Sheini, and he can eat truma. If you say that the woman herself doesn't have a kinyan atzmi, the woman herself only eats because she's kinyan kaspei of the husband, then the woman is a rishon. What?
What's her own right?
I'll tell you in a minute. How it could be? 1 second. If the woman only eats b'kayach the husband, so then she is a rishon. Her eved is a sheini, and her eved's eved is a shlishi. So it's enough gemina now if she has a kinyan atzmi, if b'etzem she's roi or not. Halacha is that you have two psukim. In Arusa, a woman after Erisin eats Atzmich Pasuk, Kinyan Kaspei. Kinyan Kaspei means she has no Yichas Atzmi, she has no right Be'etzem. She has a right Agav her husband. So she's a Rishon, her Eved is a Sheini. That's after Erisin. After Nesuin, there's a second Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Kol tar bebeischa yoichaloisai. What does that mean? That means any person who's tar bebeischa, any person who's tar in the Kayan's house, has a right, a yichus atzmi to eat, has a right to etzem to eat. That's what you were asking for. Where does she get a right? She gets a right. The Torah said, who eats truma? Anybody who's bebeis Kayan. Kol tar bebeischa yoichaloisai. Just like the Kayan's children can eat, the Kayan's wife can eat. They can eat because they're tar b'beischa, yoicholaisa.
Once he dies, she can't eat anymore.
It's not true. If she goes back to her father's house, if she has children, she continues to eat in the house of her.
She doesn't have,
so that's because she's chayzeres l'beis aviyah. She's not tar b'beischa. She's no longer b'beischa. She has to be b'beischa. The apartment doesn't make it b'beischa. The family makes it b'beischa. It's not the house. If somebody moves into a kohen's house and he doesn't. He's a roommate, he doesn't eat. It's got to be based on the lashon of basically Zulishtai of a family.
It's an old way we always understand tradition. We assume tradition is a Kenyan,
it fits well that way. Otherwise, you should say Beveischa, that the Suin is Beischa, but it's a Chdos LaBeischa. But it fits well. So the Vart here in the Tugzeres HaKosis is a Chiddush that if the Erisin is Kinyan Kaspei, which means it's only a Yichus Mitzad the husband, and once it's called, it's the Suin called Dar Bebeschei Yecholaitzai, then it's a Yichus Atzmi, it's a right Be'etzem to it, and that's the other Pasuk of called Dar Bebeschei Yecholaitzai. It's very Geshmak that the Atub Sukim, and it's not a steer to Fein Yeshua that you need it for a Yavam also, but Lamaisa it's Megala to us. The two ways that a Aishas Kain needs truma. Okay, I suggest that everybody become a Baki B'Chedrei Torah and start to cover a little bit of ground, because we're going to get up to Yud Aleph. This Gemara is a big Gemara.